push anyone around.
That's right. Free choice. Do what you want. Do whatever you want whenever you feel like
vegetables
it.
Vegetables are good, though. Better than fruits.
All right. All right. We're going to play a Beach House song, Master of None, and then stick around for the next show.
Cheers.
I see the neck breaking, butt shaking freaks of this year. Yeah, to peep the steelo of how it go. Your neck turning cause your head already knows. So pass that and watch quads dip fast. And have honeys back in the Jeep catching whiplash. Backs so fat, have you all on smile. Take my dip to the motel, do things to make you raise your eyebrows. I'm coming soon, y'all about to get. So hit that poop, but protect your eject. Wrong, I'm still stabbing with my prong. I be blowing up lots of think you was sitting on a nail bomb. Stay on and keep rocking, please. I feel sorry for them blind men. It ain't seeing these. Acting, we roll with bad tens or basics. After I'm done, I pass her off to the next space.
Oh, her head turning, cause she know her back to strap. Shake it up like this, and low like that. She got your head turning, cause her face ain't whack. Move on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning, she
sweet like a snack. Now it's on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning cause her back's is fat. Shake it up like this, and then like that.
The facts pack energy like nuclear reactors. My name is Loa Quaz and this be the broad factor. After she soon choose me, I'll take a toke. Ah, the girl here over there, million strokes, no joke. I see tan lines and start aiming mine. That girl so fine, 100 dumb niggas in line. Bumped into my old ex-girl, now we blend them. And I hit one, don't say jack, then walk quiet like a ninja. I enter, free, so you should expect to practice yoga so we can get that other position set. You got sex stuff, but guess what? I'm the one to hit it, you won't neglect it. My gym be employing paramedics. I get it, yeah, and it'll stay that way. I know you be back, you know I got some dimes on layaway. And I'll be here freaking fly, honey, that make you sweat. Do me a favor, tell your girl that I ain't finished yet.
Oh, yeah, head turn, cause she know her back's is fat. Shake it up like this, and low like that. She got your head turning, cause her face ain't whack. Move on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning, she look like a snack. Now it's on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning, cause her back's is fat. Shake it up like this, and then like that. Damn. Yeah, yeah.
Chocolate power and darkness creeping night. Black veiled night is weeping. Electric lights consoling night. A small hall soaked in smoke. A house of ganja mist. Music blazing, sounding, thumping fire. Blood. Brothers and sisters rocking. Stopping. Rocking. Music breaking out, bleeding out, thumping out, fire burning. Electric power of the red bulb, staining the brain with the blood flow. And a bad, bad thing is brewing. Ganja crawling, creeping to the brain. Coat lights hurting, breaking, hurting. Fire in the head and a dread beat, bleeding, beating, fire. Rocks rolling over, heart sleeping while rage rising out of the heat and the hurt. And the fist curling anger reaches a hurt. Then flash of a blade from another to a hill leaps out for a kick of a flesh of a piece of skin. And blood, bitterness, exploding fire, wailing blood and bleeding.
Wailing blood, I'm bleeding. This is WMFO Medford. I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy.
You're listening to Cool Like the Head. So what's rhyming and stealing tonight, JC?
We got some Linton Queasy Johnson.
Is it Queasy or Quessy?
Quessy. I don't know.
Linton Queasy. Dread beat and blood.
Hurts. Before that, we had Quasimodo, Broad Factor.
Is that on the extendeds for DJ's EP?
I don't know. We got a caller right now.
Ooh, caller. Let's put this junkie on the air. Hello, you're on the air with Hello? Cool Like the Head.
What up, Bobby? It's Max, bro.
What's going on, Max?
We got a former guest on the air right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you heard this dude freestyling here last week.
I was in that bitch, but yo, the question is, am I actually live?
You are live right now.
All right, y'all. Kendrick.
Oh, the surprise album.
With some, it's hot fuego, bro. It's that fuego. It's on fire. It's super hot.
All right, so if we, Max, if we had to play one song, yeah, if we had to play one song from that tonight, what do we got to play?
Let me text you because I haven't heard the whole thing yet. But I will text you in the next half hour. All right.
Beautiful.
We're going to have some Kendrick from the new album coming up later tonight.
But quick, let me spit a quick rhyme a cappella. You know I'm going crazy, I don't even have to tell her. You don't have to tell me, I'm going hot like a crack fiend, like a cash crop. I make the beat drop, and you know I make the mic drop. Oh!
Oh! We love it, man. We love it.
All right, y'all. One love.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a good night.
You too, you too.
That was Max. Heard him freestyling. He just can't stop rhyming, dude. He's just flowing out of him.
he's a word box, and he's just spitting it out of his head. You know who's cool? Max. Max is cool like the head.
That motherfucker cool like the head, son.
He's rhyming and stealing. He likes his sugar with coffee and cream. I know him.
Well, listen. Listen to Far Side, My Soul right now.
It's PH Far Side.
Every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul into it real, that I don't even own. Even on. Even on. Even on. Early Saturday morning, I was cartoon gazing. Slowly broke into the kitchen to fill a bowl with some raisin bran. As I ran up and down a TV station, I witnessed Indian Joe getting tricked out of his nation by a silly hillbilly who laughed at the shit happened. Everything the same, the gang continued into rapping. Deception is at an all-time high. Give a piece of your soul to receive some crumbs from the pot. But you know I keep on rapping until the break of dawn. Even though it's in my soul that I do not even own. You know I keep on rapping till the break of dawn. Even though it's in my soul that I do not even own. Cause every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own. Every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own. Every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own. Every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own. I went home, black bro beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's how wide open, waiting for my shit to come on out. Speaking about the time before I got signed, I was cooling behind Coolio in the county line. My big brother used to say I was an asshole. Didn't graduate, couldn't handle the hassle of high school waifu with foolish rules and guidelines. Fuck the cap and tassels, didn't forget to trade and try rhyme. Hooked up with Jay Swift, got with Duper 2. Me and my nigga LAJ back at SCU. I grabbed the mic one time, ticket went 2 in. Freaking major flavors for my fellow Nubians. Taking shit to the next level. Too bad I sold my soul to the fucking devil. Cause every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own. Every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own. Every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own. Every time I step to the microphone, I put my soul on 2-inch reels that I don't even own.
Check it out. Hello, hello, this is Bobby Familiar. We're still kicking it on the ones and twos here on Cool Like the Head.
Yo, listen to Herbie Man, What's Going On? Cover of Marvin Gaye. On the flute, we got a flautist.
Yeah, jazz flute's cool, man. I don't care what other people say. You go, Herbie.
Yeah, the album cover is just Herbie Man. Yeah, with his shirt off, holding the flute over his hairy ass album chest.
It's like all dark in one corner, but he's kind of coming out of the shadows. He's just holding a jazz flute.
He's like, what's up, baby?
I'll take you to places you want to be with my jazz flute. Listen to that sensual. He makes loves to your ears.
With the flute. Hardcore, baby.
That's fucking metal.
With the motherfucking flu. I don't know. Anyway, tonight.
What's been catching your gaze tonight, Jonathan?
Tonight, I was in the mood to watch some gangster movies. I watched Scarface tonight. And yeah,
pretty embarrassing, but I haven't seen that movie.
It's good. It's good. Particularly the chainsaw scene where Tony Montana is lured into this
give it to me.
Hotel
give it to
room.
Me.
All right, they're in Miami.
What's the weather like?
Cocaine deal going on in the 80s.
Sunny
it's tropical.
Outside. Tropical.
And this dude pulls up to the drop off place, and Tony Montana and his friend go in. The other dude's waiting outside. He's like, all right, I'll keep an eye on you guys. But soon after they go in, this lady in this leotard is just like walking around. He's like, ooh, and he's just talking to her, and he kind of loses focus. And then meanwhile, the drug deal goes bad and their friend gets cut up by a chainsaw. He just like takes him into the tub, ties him up, chops his arms and legs off with the chainsaw.
Now, is that lethal?
Yeah, that dude was definitely dead.
Yeah.
And then he's about to do it to Tony, and he's like, fuck you, ma. And then the dude busts in at the last second and shoots him up with an Uzi.
Hell yeah.
Then Tony Montana just executes the dude in the middle of the intersection, just like 100 people around.
Which dude? The dude that was supposed to be...
The dude that was cutting up his friend with a chainsaw got away, and then he like just took him out, man.
Hell yeah.
It's heavy.
Hit me with that Joni Mitchell. It's some hardcore, straight out of the hood kind of shit. So if you're light on the ears, if you're a nauseous listener, if you're pregnant, don't tune in. If you got back problems, if you're above the age of 65.
Joni Mitchell's cover
hit
of...
Hit the grave.
Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat. Here we go.
And and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness. Bright and sweet, love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town. Tonight, these crowds are happy and loud. Children are up dancing in the streets. In the sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades. Where right or wrong, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book and a circus. Dangerous clowns balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down.
We got our previous caller on the air. Max, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. How's everything, y'all?
Still cooling.
On the head.
Oh,
off
yeah.
Off the top a little bit.
All right, now you were supposed to come back after you did a little bit of homework. You were supposed to come back with a song suggestion. So what do you got?
Listen to the third song on that new Kendrick album. It's unreal. It's really great.
All right, we got from the untitled, unmastered album just came out tonight. The third untitled song coming up. All right.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, y'all.
Hit it.
Said I needed divine intervention was his religion, and I was surprised him believing in Buddha, me believing in God. asked him, what are you doing? He said, taking my time. Meditation is a must, it don't hurt if you try. See, you're thinking too much, plus you too full of yourself. Worried about your career, you have a think of your health.
What did the Indian say?
A piece of land. That's what the Indian said. I needed the man telling me longevity. Send the dirt, should buy some property first. Your profit a better dollar with generational perks. Equity had its best, really you should invest. These tangible things expire, don't you expect? Income with so much outcome. And yes, look at my heritage, we blessed.
Now what the black man say?
A piece of pussy. That's what the black man said. I needed to push me to the limit to satisfy my hunger. We do it all for a woman. From haircut to a war, we like to live in the jungle, like to play in the peach. What you saying to me? He said, nigga, come back to reality for a week. Pussy is power. Fuck on the new bitch every night. I wouldn't be prouder. You should allow it.
What the white man say?
A piece of minds. That's what the white man wanted when I rhyme. Telling me that he's selling me just for $10.99. If I go platinum from rapping, I do the company fine. What if I compromise? He said it don't even matter. You make a million or more. You're living better than average. You're losing your core. Following, gaining it all. He put a price on my talent. I hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw. Put myself in the rocket ship and I shot for the stars. Look at what you accomplishing. What he said to the bar. I'ma make you some promises that you just can't ignore. Your profession anonymous as an artist. If I don't target your market, if you ain't signing your signature, when I throw you my wallet, a lot of rappers are giving up demo hall in the toilet. Your world tour, your master's mortgage. I need a piece.
All of what you do.
Things done. Apparently with anything there's always more than one way to do it. Diversity in nature's how the cosmos stay fluid. Don't believe me, walk outside to prove it and be a part of it. Equations formulate from observing and making off from it. Serves no one well from recreating Spartacus. Colonial outcomes are the sloppiest nature's opposite. Screaming Gucci Gucci Prada Louis, you jocking it. Why I spit the clues from my esophagus. Steady rocking, not stopping it. Top to bottom, can't retain the acropolis. Just like these bars I rip. Let the blind lead the blind, but don't let them change the climate to steal your diamonds and murk your island. Draw a line in the sand while they smiling. Trying to globalize monoculture, mean they'll be behind it.
Monoculture.
Got to be one kind of something in the modern world. Most would choose Mickey D's over Carrot Crunch. And then again, what's the merit of a carrot in the supermarket with a label that don't mention nothing?
I don't know.
We in the age of additives. If you aware, you checking out the labels more for what it ain't. It's a shame you gotta be a daggone scientist to understand a comprehensive list of paint up in the cheaper drain. USDA approved the thing, pushing weight in the form of a TV, then the plate. If we is what we eat, then daggone, I hate to think what the future corporate thug ruining in his think tank. It's overwhelming, somebody tell me how to dispel the food cartel subsidized for cheaper sale. Wouldn't say it's war, they waging hell on octogenarians, agrarians can't spare a cent.
They'll get them. They always do. Shit.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So, what I make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that problem. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you. Come on. Get away from the bad guy. There's a bad guy coming through.
Yeah, torture, motherfucker.
Torture,
what?
Nigga, what? What?
I fucking tie you to a fucking bedpost with your ass cheeks spread out and shit, right? Put a hanger on a fucking stove and let that shit sit there for like a half hour. Take it off and stick it in your ass slow, like.
Yeah, I fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser. Just your nuts laying on a fucking dresser and bang them shits with a spike fucking bat.
I fucking pull your fucking tongue out your fucking mouth and stab the shit with a rusty screwdriver.
I fucking hang you by your fucking dick off the fucking 12-story building out this motherfucker.
I fucking sew your asshole clothes and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you.
Yo, roll the dice, man, roll the dice.
Yeah. Yo, so it's going down like that, huh?
From the slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, Inspector Deck, Raekwon the Chef, U-Guard, Ghostface Killer, and the Master.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my style. We'll be getting clown when they come to a jam. Here I am, the Method Man. Patty cake, hey, the Method Man. No need Skippy, Jeff, or Peter Pan. Peanut butter, cause I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam I am. And I don't eat green eggs and ham. Now I'll hit ya, when they got air. You'll be like, oh shit, that's the jam. Turn it up, now hear me. Inside and outside, hitting you from every angle. There's no doubt I am the one and only Method Man, the master of the plan, rapping shit like Saran. Rap with some of this and some of that. Hold up, what? I thought I saw a putty cat over there, but I think he meant to be aware of the dicky dog shit right here. Hippie, yippie, yeah, yippie, yaw, yippie, yo. Like the acceptance since your average flow. Coming like raw, ooh, Archie Carr. Tell me how you like it so far, baby, bar. The poetry's in motion, coast to coast. Lotion, what's the commotion? Oh my lord, another corn chop by the Wu-Tang sword. Hey, my friend, it's the Method Man, ain't no fans about it. It's the Method, right, y'all? Get your White House, get your meth, get your skins, don't forget your Audi, and we gon' do it like this. I got fat bags and skunk, I got white owl guns, and I'm about to go get lifted. Yes, I'm about to go get lifted. Some of
manner of a break. Beating those sleeper dudes, mad dude, Wu-Tang. Painting motherfuckers like bleach, so to each and every crew. You clear like glass, I can see right through. Your whole damn pause, you're catching them all. It's your business, you didn't have wins to begin with. That's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Well, the strong, they get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Whoa, money, you've got lots of friends crowding round your door. But ooh, when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come round no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but ooh, don't you take too much. Well, now Mama may have, and oh, Papa, he may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. God bless the child that's got his own.
Welcome back. It's 1:44 in the morning. This is Cool Like the Head. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbutt.
All right, so Jonathan and I got a little something to talk to you about.
Yeah, so recently we visited a strip club in Billerica, Mass. It was an experience.
Yeah. It's called Max 2. Not Mac 2s, not Mike 2s, but Max 2.
I was under the impression that it was Mac 2s.
Yeah, so we went on a school night. We went on a Monday night.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday night. Yeah, it was Tuesday because Tuesday night at Max 2.
Amateur night.
Amateur night.
We weren't going to miss amateur night.
We're not going to miss amateur night. Some lucky...
I'm an amateur.
Yeah. Jonathan and I were trying to get $150. I was trying to amateur night.
Work the pole, man.
$150. That's not even... that's not even half of what... strippers make on a bad night.
They were raking it in. They were. I was surprised. They get a lot of money in tips.
Yeah, it's not just ones.
There's some dudes are dropping fives and tens. High rollers.
Something I noticed. Nobody smiles. People, they're all sitting around the.
Yeah, no
the
one's dance really.
Floor. Strippers up in your face,
really
like
serious,
dancing man, yeah. Her. It's full nude, so she's dancing with her pussy out. She's dancing, shaking her tits, whatever. You put down a dollar, shakes her tits. But everyone just sits there flat face, you know, just looking like Easter Island.
Yeah,
heads.
They also don't look at each other, you know. You don't really, like, kind of look at, like, oh, hey, man. This is dope.
I don't know. I sat there pretty happy, and I watched Jonathan get a nice rack shaking right in his face. He got stripper nips in his eyeballs.
I was blinded.
Blinded by the light, yeah. Going to hell.
Going to hell.
Nah, God's
they seemed like really,
God's cool.
Yeah, we had a conversation with one of the strippers, Luna.
Luna, yeah. She was we talked to her for a while.
Not what you would expect.
Off the record discussion, not a...
She was nice. Yeah, very, you know, no, not what you would expect from the performance. Very different.
Yeah. She had a kid.
Yeah, she had a kid. I remember...
She'd been working since she was 19.
I also remember walking in. The moment we walked into the strip club, there's this song. I don't know if you're familiar with the song, but it's the one that goes like... Oh, ah, ah.
Get down with the sickness. That was the first song the stripper decided to
dance. Some heavy... like, kind of like head-banging music. And it was a very intense, like... entrance to this, but I'd never really been to a place like this.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, it's, yeah, we walk in, there's this huge bouncer, like his forearms are the size of Jonathan and I's necks. We were just staring right nipple line with this guy.
Eyes to nipple, that's how tall that guy was.
Yeah.
And, there's a mountain.
Yeah, and we go in, we're like, he asks us our IDs, obviously, because we look like children to him. And
I am a child.
Yeah, Jonathan, God bless the child, man. yo, kick me something in the back, man. I can't think without a beat. You know that. You know that.
We got Chimmy Shimmy Ya.
Rest in peace.
ODB.
ODB, rest in peace. God bless it.
I feel like he's definitely someone who frequented strip clubs.
Strip clubs
the
are kind
of
the
guy
cool
you see
place
there.
To hang out. We were talking, if there was an 18-plus strip club in my hometown growing up in high school, I would have been there every single night. I would have been like, Mom, I'm going over to Jonathan's house. Jonathan would have told his mom, I'm going over to Bobby's house. We'd just go to the strip club and spend all of our life.
I don't know if
I'd
go. I spent a lot of money. I couldn't just...
I'd spend a lot of money.
No, I couldn't do that every... I feel like I went there and I just kind of was frivolous with my wands. I was throwing them down.
Yeah, make it rain.
I was king for a day.
King for... 2 hours, man. Don't get a big head.
And I don't know. I don't see myself, you know. I feel like I would start getting frugal with my tip money, you know. You can't just be... but there are definitely dudes in there. You just look in their eyes and, like, this dude comes here every single day. This dude...
some old guys with some fat
He knows
wallets.
A little... too many of the strippers' names. Hey, Luna. Oh, hey.
Gives the strippers a hug when he walks in.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, this fucking guy.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not how I envision spending my retirement. But it's not the worst way you can
spend. At least you're having a retirement. Like, this is going to go into
stripper fund.
Entertainment.
Yeah, you know? Stripper fund.
I'm a lonely man.
Yeah.
Buy some listeners, you know. It's not
it's not even about the physical pleasure anymore, I think. I mean, that's probably a plus, but yeah, it's just having an ear to talk to. I think that's really important. Strippers are way cheaper than therapists.
Yeah, you know, I just gotta have someone to vent to.
Yeah.
Strippers always got open ears. Yeah. Among other orifices.
No, man, you're thinking of a different profession. You were thinking of a different profession.
Nah, that was good. I was expecting something kind of different, but...
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting.
Well, I had been there before, so what did I make you think you needed to expect?
I don't really know what I expected.
Jonathan, come on, give me a little something. What do you mean by that? What did you expect?
I don't know, man. I don't know what I expected.
I still, even after having gone once, I expected more pole dancing. The pole's weird. It's like offset on the stage. I feel like if they were to really do some stuff on it, they'd probably kick somebody in the head. So it's mostly just a naked woman crawling around the floor.
Yeah, honestly.
Picking up ones with her butt.
Yeah, it was.
Ooh, we got to talk about some parlor tricks, though, that these strippers could do. So aside from just being on the pole and slamming the floor to the beat and whatnot, the stripper that could propel a dollar bill off of her vagina, that is something I'd pay to see. Clothed, I don't care.
I think she kind of overused the trick, though. It kind of got old. It was like, all right, nice. You've done that. You know, you gotta.
How do you figure out you can do that?
I don't know. How do you practice that? How do you set out one day? Like,
she just sat back.
Dollar bill.
She just sat back, kind of like a baby getting their diaper changed or whatever. She had a dollar bill on her crotch and just went poof. Just poof. Right up.
No, right away from the stage. Like, this is mine now.
Yeah, this is my dollar. I'd be impressed.
You don't even want to touch
it. I'd be impressed if she could just kind of squat down and suction it up and then just go straight in. Like, no hands whatsoever. But I don't know if she's there yet.
Yeah, I don't know if humans can do that.
Oh, humans can do that. All right. Yo, what's another song you want to kick Jonathan? We've got 8 more minutes.
All right. We got, Right now, you are listening to Recognize Smith & Wesson. We got some Lee Bannon coming up.
All right, let's hear it.
This is from the real side.
Cut!
Alright, you know it's been cool like the head. This WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford.
I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Carbug.
I'm Bobby Familiar.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you with some easy listening, put you right to sleep. Although, there is another show after us if you want to stay tuned in for that.
What's the name of your show, guys?
Yam Session.
Yam Session.
Yam Session.
I like yams. I like those sweet potatoes.
All right. Yeah, something, we got a lullaby. This is like Brahms-esque kind of shit coming at you right after this.
Yeah, all right. We got some, something chill. Leave you with. All right. Good night. Hail Satan.
Yeah, sweet dreams.